Welcome to Queen City Stories, a podcast where we discuss all things that make Charlotte, Charlotte. From community activism to the digital divide, the LGBTQ community, and food deserts, nothing is left off the table as we discuss how to uplift our community right here in the QC. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Queen City Stories. I'm really excited about today's episode because for the very first time, we're including students in the podcast. Behind the scenes today, assisting with the recording process, is Providence Day senior Kayla Dawkins, working with Corley May, my colleague and middle school librarian. So co-hosting with me today is Jennifer Bray. Jennifer teaches in the Upper School History Department here and is graciously offered to join us today for our very first student interview. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could be here. And finally, our guest today is Allie Burt, who, like Kayla, is a senior here at Providence Day. Welcome, Allie.
Hello.
All right, well, we're just going to jump right in and get started. So, Allie, you're our first student interview, first student guest on the podcast. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am a senior at Providence Day School, like Kayla, and I'm currently applying to colleges, which is, as everyone knows, a very nerve-wracking process, and I'm extremely interested in social justice issues and women's rights.
Awesome. The reason we decided to invite you on to the podcast was because you gave a really moving presentation at one of our school assemblies about the ECHO Foundation. And I was hoping you could talk to us and tell us all, what is the ECHO Foundation?
The ECHO Foundation is an organization that works to promote social justice in Charlotte through the production of an annual curriculum on a social justice topic. This past year's curriculum, which I helped create, focuses on the work of Dr. Dennis Mukwege and his work empowering victims of sexual violence as a tool of war in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
So, Allie, can you tell us a little bit more about Dr. Mukwege?
Dr. Mukwege is a surgeon in the DRC who approaches victims of sexual violence as a tool of war with a holistic approach. He not only surgically repairs the women who come to him and the City of Joy, but he also teaches these women how to be independent when they return to their communities, and that involves teaching them life skills such as how to make soap or other goods, as well as how to read in many cases, because women's education is not prioritized by any means in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
So the curriculum that you helped to create with the ECHO Foundation focuses on Dr. Mukwege's work?
Yes, Dr. Mukwege's work is the centerpiece of the curriculum. However, as the summer progressed, my fellow interns and I chose to include a lot of other topics, which ranged from sexual violence all around the world to rape culture and toxic masculinity that we felt related to Dr. Mukwege and his work.
So, Allie, when you and your fellow interns created a curriculum, who is this a curriculum for? Who can use it?
The curriculum is used in many Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools, and as part of our internship, we actually aligned the curriculum to the CMS standards. The curriculum is available for teachers, students, and anyone who's curious about the topics it discusses. And you can find the website on the ECHO Foundation's website. There are also interviews with many notable authors that my fellow interns and I had the pleasure of interviewing, and professors as well. In addition, there are also videos, including the trailer for the Netflix documentary about the City of Joy.
The internship sounds like it was a really rewarding and challenging opportunity that you had this past summer. How did you just stumble upon this? How did you find out about the internship? How did you get involved?
During my junior year, I took AP Human Geography, which Mrs. Bray teaches, and it really got me thinking about social justice topics in our world today, as well as women's rights. And Ms. Bray actually did a presentation in one of our classes about the internship. And as soon as she did the presentation, I knew that I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, definitely a great moment for me as a teacher. And definitely want to commend Allie. This was essentially a full-time job. When we say internship, we tend to think just a couple of hours. How many hours were you working each week, Allie, over the summer?
Officially in the office, I was working about 35 hours. However, I was also doing outside work on top of my office hours, including reading books for the internship to gain additional knowledge about Dr. Mukwege and various topics that related to him and our curriculum.
It sounds like it was a really amazing, intense experience. What are your takeaways from that?
Over the course of the summer and the many aspects involved in the curriculum's production, I would definitely say that I learned an incredible amount and so much more than I ever could have imagined that I would learn. I'm really glad that I chose to do the internship because I found something new that I'm passionate about that I never would have discovered if I had not taken the chance otherwise.
Are there opportunities with the ECHO Foundation that you may have become aware of during your internship for either young people such as yourself, students, to get involved, or other people in the community to get involved with the work the ECHO Foundation is doing?
There are many other ways that students can become involved with the ECHO Foundation. One of these ways is through becoming a ECHO Student Engagement Leader. And my fellow intern, Matt, and I, Matt is also a senior at South Mech High School, will be essentially guiding students through the curriculum in advance of the student dialogue in February. These students will then act as leaders and facilitators of classroom discussions in preparation for the student dialogue and to create more valuable discussions with Dr. Mukwege. During the student dialogue this coming February, students will be able to pose questions to Dr. Mukwege, who is coming to discuss his work and all of the ongoing issues in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Now, Allie, our listeners may have heard Dr. Mukwege's name before. What is he sort of known for?
Dr. Mukwege is a 2018 Nobel laureate.
So, Allie, for students in the United States who might not feel a connection to topics like sexual violence as a weapon of war, why should this topic matter to students in South Charlotte, where we are?
We actually decided to focus on that question in many of our classroom activities because we wanted to give our students a way to relate to the topics that our curriculum discussed. One of the big ways that our American culture relates back to the Democratic Republic of Congo is that the minerals in our electronics, such as our iPhones, computers, even electric cars such as Teslas, the batteries for all of these electronics, the minerals in them come from the Democratic Republic of Congo because the DRC is the most mineral-rich country in the world, and our consumerist culture negatively impacts the people living in the DRC every day, and the sexual violence is centered all around the mines. You will actually find a map that depicts the centers of sexual violence in the DRC to the mine locations in our curriculum.
Allie, it sounds like the internship that you participated with over the summer was intense and educational. It's very admirable work, I feel, that you've done. And I love that the ECHO Foundation work is something that other students can learn from in their classes, and that you referred to them as like student leaders are also going out and getting involved. So more students are getting involved and helping to educate their peers. Typically, we try to end our podcast, not only, of course, by thanking you for coming on the show today, Allie, but also asking if there's a message that you would like to share with your peers, with young people today in Charlotte.
I think the main takeaway from my internship and the incredible experience that I had this past summer was to try new things and take risks. Because if I had just said that, oh, it's too much time and I'm not going to be paid when thinking about the internship and not just gone for it, I would never have found this new passion and I would never have learned as much as I did about such a wide range of topics.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in today. Thank you, Jennifer, for co-hosting with me today, and Allie for being our very first student guest on the show, and Kayla for our very first student podcast recorder.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much. It's been great being here.
Thanks. More information on the Echo Foundation, including the curriculum guides that Allie mentioned, can be found at echofoundation.org. Thanks for listening to this episode of Queen City Stories. If you like what you heard, listen again as we continue to interview citizens who are helping to uplift our community.